This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The former chairman of the Eastern Shoshone Tribe has announced a bid for the Wyoming House. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements reports that if he wins in November, he'll be the only Native American representative in the state legislature.
Ivan Posey is running as a conservative Democrat against Lander Representative Sarah Penn for House District 33, which encompasses part of the Wind River Reservation. Posey says if elected, his priorities include allowing traditional Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho beliefs and teaching methods to be a bigger part of school curricula on Wind River.
Whether that's through beadwork or setting up a teepee or, you know, just our hand games, some of our cultural things that help students succeed in those areas.
Posey added that he'd also like to secure more health care funding for tribal members on the reservation. Cheyenne Senator Afi Ellis, who is Navajo, is currently the only Native politician in Cheyenne. She recently announced that she'll retire from the legislature in 2025. Currently, the Wyoming legislature is overwhelmingly white, male, and Republican, with only a handful of Native American officials elected since 1980. I'm Chris Clements.
The Burt Lake Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians have preserved the tribe's history in northern Michigan with a new book. The history includes the violent colonization of the band's village in the year 1900 and the legal battles that persist to this day. Interlochen Public Radio's Michael Livingston was shown around what used to be Indian Village and spoke with the tribe's historian who helped compile the book, A Cloud Over the Land.
On the top of a hill overlooking an icy Burt Lake, Ken Parkey walks through a small cemetery filled with a few dozen white crosses. He scans the land, looking for signs of an old settlement.
I was always told it was down in that area, right down in there? Yeah, about where that little valley is there, back, kind of back over that way. That's where I was told where it was at.
Several of Parkey's ancestors are buried here. Some lived in the original settlement that stood here more than a century ago. Back then, the village had log cabins made with lumber from a nearby sawmill and was a thriving community. Then came October 15th, 1900, when a group of men, including a sheriff and a land speculator, burned the village down with kerosene. The book, A Cloud Over the Land, tells the story about how the Burt Lake Band lost that land, but also about the fight to get it back. Even now, the band is trying to obtain federal reaffirmation, which would return the label of sovereign nation to the Northwest Peninsula on Burt Lake. Tribal historian Deborah Richman says she hopes the book will remind the region and the country that the band still remains.
Only now when we can tell our story and when people can hear our story are we allowed to start healing. We would like to focus on the good parts of our culture, but there's this just big piece. It very much is a cloud over our families and over our history because we want to right the wrongs that happened to our ancestors.
A Cloud Over the Land is available to purchase on the Burt Lake Band website. Richman says the book has already sold over 500 copies. For National Native News, I'm Michael Livingston.
On Wednesday, the Johnson County Sheriff's Office in Kansas released a statement saying they do not suspect foul play in the death of Cole Bringsplenty. The Haskell Indian Nations University student and actor went missing from Lawrence on March 31st. He was found deceased on April 5th in Johnson County. His disappearance and death hit the Haskell community and the greater Kansas City Native community hard. People across Indian country also showed support to his family and friends. Funeral services are being held this weekend on the Cheyenne River Sioux Reservation in South Dakota, where Bringsplenty is from. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Sanofsky Chambers Law, championing tribal sovereignty and Native American rights since 1976, from opioids litigation to treaty rights to tribal self-governance, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska. Sanofsky Chambers Law.
Support by the Gathering of Nations Powwow, a live event taking place April 25th, 26th, and 27th on the powwow grounds of Expo New Mexico, featuring song, dance, trader's market, horse parade, and more. Tickets available at gatheringofnations.com and at the gates.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.